Okay, we are on with session 9 of Lost in Nightingale.
Wow.
Hello.
So I should probably say at the top, there is no Dave tonight. The reason for most of our canceled games has been Dave's erratic work schedule. And it's just gotten to be too much, so unfortunately Hixton is going to go from a main character to be downgraded to a series regular whenever Dave is available. Because we want to keep playing and not have 3 weeks between each game.
Yeah.
So last time, the group went to Echo Lake to confront the mysterious lights that you eventually discovered to be Clarissa's keepers, Phantaz and Megoria. It didn't go well.
No.
After being roughed up by a briar wolf, Hixton and Clarissa took off running, while Eddie, Will, and Samantha stayed to fight. Unfortunately, something you don't understand happened, where magically Megoria was gone and replaced by Savage, who was Will and Samantha's keeper. And he was in true form gigantic and terrifying. And that, the shock coupled with her wounds, caused Samantha to just keel over. I like to think it was a defense mechanism, like, no, you're not taking me back. I'm just going to die. Take that.
That was her version of flipping the bird?
Yeah.
Aww.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Damn you, cat.
What's he doing?
You basically called everyone, and there has been a massive meeting at the Restful Slumber Motel, discussing / arguing about what to do. You came face to face with a gentleman you have been planning on robbing when Arthur Swain picked you up at the hospital to bring you to the meeting.
Hey, I wasn't planning on robbing him.
He's also well aware of the rumors about him and is planning on celebrating them, mocking them, by throwing a slavery-themed dinner party.
I didn't spread any rumors.
Oh, Jesus. That. Also, Cat decided he wanted to scratch my leg.
Oh. Well, you have such scratchable legs.
Well, I can't win. If I'm wearing pants, he runs away and hisses at me. If I'm not wearing any pants, then he fucking attacks my legs.
Yeah. Well, it is. He's intimidated. If you're wearing pants, it's like you're wearing armor. So clearly you're going to start some shit.
This cat.
Clearly.
Yeah, slavery-themed dinner party.
Slavery-themed dinner party.
First we have
the dinner is stale water and moldy bread.
And beatings. So, it is Monday, September 22nd. And everyone is gathered at the Restful Slumber.
So, this is the day that we decided that it would be the day of?
Yes, the last proclamation from the Summer King was that he was going to wait until night to see if they attack, and if they don't, he's going to go out looking for them. He and whatever forces he can muster.
This guy, huh? Damn it.
Mm.
Oh, so this is our life now, then.
Yeah.
So.
So.
So, You are all gathered in the restful slumber. The place is a buzz of activity. Every changeling you've met before, and several you haven't, are milling about the place. Your eyes are drawn to the entrance, where a man in a kind of worn suit pokes his head in and walks confidently in, casting his gaze around the room. He's in his mid-30s with a horseshoe mustache and is wearing a big pair of amber-tinted aviator glasses.
Seriously?
Yes.
He's got this Hunter S. Thompson look going on.
Once he takes a look around the room, he gestures for the lady following him to come inside. And in walks a lovely young woman, draped in gems and metals. Would you like to describe Ava for us?
Her skin has a bit of a metallic sheen, and her hair is currently pulled up into some elaborate updo thing. And, yes, draped in lots and lots of jewelry.
And there's a picture on the website.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, that's her.
Nicholas Jewelry thing.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That was fast.
Yeah.
Well, it's been 800 weeks.
We gave him a description.
Yes, I gave him a description.
Yeah, he asked for it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she really makes me think of a 1920s starlet.
Yeah.
When the problem is Alice's aunt is named Ava.
Eva.
Yeah, I mean, I recognize it's Eva, but I it's spelled and it's potentially pronounced Ava, so I think to myself, I'm like, is it based on her aunt?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Oh, one more note that I forgot to mention. Her eyes, teeth, and nails are faceted, much like gems are.
Like, they, I don't know what that word means in this context.
You know how, finished diamonds and shit like that are?
Yes, like that.
Yeah, they've got, curves and cuts and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
curves, more so cuts.
Curves of, or cuts, turns of flat surfaces.
Yeah. Oh, I get you. Huh, that's interesting.
Ava, you, looking around the room, you know most of the people here. You've been in this freehold for some time. You immediately start recognizing people you've heard about. These newcomers of interesting reputation.
Troublemakers.
That's a really polite way to put it.
Yes.
So, are they just sitting around the table?
Yes. I mean, that's up to them. There's not enough table space to be for everyone in here.
I'm probably with people I thought were dead.
Yep.
So, hey, details.
I guess I will waltz over and go, you must be the little fletchlings.
Fletchlings?
Yes.
I guess that's a way to that must be a way to describe it. Yes.
And we're the fuck-ups.
That's better. I like that one.
Certainly, it's been an interesting, 2 months? If even that
less
much?
Less than that.
It's been an interesting month.
It's been about 1,000 years.
6 weeks, maybe?
It's been an interesting 1,000 years.
Her guard is standing up a pace behind her, sizing you guys up.
So this guy, how big is he?
Probably average height, 5'10", 5'11".
What are his deformities?
He doesn't have any.
So what's with the muscle?
Is he one of us?
As far as you can see, he has no changeling features.
What a freak.
So what's with the muscle?
Is that against the rules? I guess not. Oh, shit. I ain't gonna call that lady.
Well, I'm Ava, and I'm going to extend my hand, palm facing down, expecting a kiss.
I'm just going to look at it.
I'm going to take it
more
in the polite
the guys,
way
actually.
That... Yeah, I'm going to take it in the polite way that you're supposed to shake hands with a person, and just kind of shake it and be like, it's good to meet you. I'm Eddie.
Hmm.
Everyone thinks I was dead. It was a great day. It was a great day.
Hmm.
It was a great day.
Which part of it was great?
The fact that he's not dead, I'm guessing.
The fact that I'm not dead is awesome.
I see.
Not sure about all the other stuff. The other stuff.
Yeah, the other stuff. No, not very good.
Stuff. Stop that. Stuff.
So why are you, like, hissing?
What?
We're just remembering our old friend.
Your old friend?
Stuff?
I raise an eyebrow.
She's dead now.
Okay, way to be blunt about it. Way to be blunt about it.
Well, I was the one who found out first.
Yes, I will say. That is true.
It wasn't fun.
No, I can imagine not.
Do we have to fight them again?
Well, I certainly will be fighting them again.
Seriously?
Why?
Seriously. Well, we'll have backup this time, because they are in our world.
Pretty sure we got spanked.
We did, but again,
we got the Autumn Queen and the Summer King on our side, and I don't know, I actually don't know what the Spring Queen can do, and I'm gonna be honest, the Winter King, he kinda is, like, I don't think I wanna know what he can do. That seems scary. But maybe I want to know what he can do to other people. That would be unscary.
Pretty sure he would not
fuck
really...
Fuck him up sideways?
No, I think he doesn't do the direct thing.
Isn't that a shame?
At this point, I've kind of lost interest in you, and I'm playing with my smartphone.
Well, you've caught the attention of Arthur, too. Being two of the classiest people in the Freehold and members of the same court, or at least friendly. And he approaches you, takes your hand, kisses it gently. Miss Long, a pleasure.
Pleasure to you too.
Wait, Ava Long?
Yes. Why?
Do I know that name?
Ava Longoria is, I think, a cooking show personality.
Truck?
I think I know that name.
Are you particularly into fashion?
Fashion, that's it.
you might have seen her, actually, in some of Samantha's borrowings of the library, if you look that away.
Okay, now apparently she's an actress of some sort. Ava Longoria. She was Miss Corpy Christi, or Corpus Christi.
Hmm. Okay.
So, there you go.
Right. Miss Long.
If you don't put the name, someone's probably had it.
If we all survive the day, I was planning on putting together a little event, and it would do me a great honor if you were to attend.
Oh, of course, especially after the last one you threw.
Yes. I'm sure you've heard some of the unsavory rumors about me.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Well, we're going to have a little fun at their expense.
Oh? What do you plan?
Oh, just make it a slavery-themed event. You know, feel free to dress up Kyle in whatever rags or chains you like.
No, I think I'll be the one wearing them.
Ooh.
I'm gonna nudge Will and say, hey, it has a name.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's a gender too.
Yeah.
Turns to you
but
and says,
say anything.
Yeah, I have ears too, asshole.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good. Hey, how many fingers am I holding up?
Too many.
This guy gets it. All right. That's why I need to know. Hi, I'm Eddie.
He shakes your freakish hand.
I don't think he likes you.
Kyle Callisto.
He doesn't seem like he likes anyone.
Yeah, you have known me for all of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You should probably start making those judgments.
I tend to make snap judgments about people.
See? He doesn't like you.
Just going for this one, though. Would you prefer I be honest, or would you prefer I talk about you behind your back?
I'm not sure I care about what you think or say.
Oh, all right then.
Boom.
Because I'm not an asshole.
Well,
so are
an
you
asshole,
like a,
he just doesn't
a manservant
care.
Or something?
Yeah, but seriously, how come you can see these? Oh, I should know the answer to that question.
Yeah, really. Really, you should.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I'm not a manservant. I'm a driver and a bodyguard.
Okay.
Do you know Kung Fu?
You want to find out?
I mean, in the figurative sense, yes. That's why I asked.
Well, I'm pretty sure he means to take you out back.
I don't really
want to
be taken out
back. For the purposes of this conversation, yes, I do.
Okay. That's really cool. So wait, I mean, but, like, real talk, why does, so, I don't know what one of us can do. I mean, you know, like, the Summer King seems like he's got the whole beating the shit out of people thing down. Why does she need a bodyguard?
Because she doesn't feel safe in her profession or in this world.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah,
yes, yeah.
I feel safe here. My friggin' keeper is coming after me.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's the kind of problems that we have to deal with. So it's like, I don't know. Have you ever had to fight a keeper?
Thankfully, no. Couple privateers, never a keeper.
Wait, privateers?
Oh, yeah, like, didn't we hear about those?
Privateers.
People out there
you people who come out, try to kidnap others, bring them back, sell them at slave markets.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty horrendous.
We've dealt with some of those.
But mostly it's just hangers-on, stalkers, and creeps.
Yeah.
So, do you enjoy what you do?
Probably when he gets to beat the shit out of mouthy little assholes like me, huh?
You made a lot of weird assumptions about me, son.
I'm just going
to
guess.
I'm just trying to be on your side here, you know?
I'm just chatting away with Arthur.
Okay.
You're being on his side by fucking assuming the worst of him. What?
I'm a person doing a job. I like my job.
He doesn't automatically want to beat you up over everything.
I don't know, he seemed to insinuate it.
Is he always like this?
Yes.
A bit. When you're around him long enough, you learn how to tune him out, though.
Right, well, just keep your hands off the talent and we won't have a problem.
I wasn't planning on putting my hands on anything.
I think he's referring to the dude with the weird hands.
I don't have
probably
weird
a germ
hands,
thing.
That's for certain.
I do.
Yes, I know. Actually, you could probably get a lot of germs in those
crevices?
Weird fingers of yours.
Weird. Two of them never seem to be very dirty.
Oh. Well, that's convenient.
Right.
Yeah. Too bad, like, the other 50 kind of get it quite dirty.
It's a variable amount, thank you.
I mean, are they the same
sure
finger each
just
time?
Like that quarter
or
trick?
Do just new fingers keep on?
I Like, I'll close my hand, and I have, so it's only, I have 7 fingers. I'll close my hand, and then suddenly I have 8 fingers, and I'll close my hand, and suddenly I have 10 fingers, and I'll close my hand, and then suddenly I have 5. Those are the best.
What happens when one of them gets cut off?
I never asked.
Like, does it stay cut off? Does it?
Like, I don't know. I've been out of this whole mess for a while, like for maybe 6 weeks now. I haven't had occasion to cut my own finger off.
Okay, you know what? Show me your hand. I'm not going to cut one off.
Oh,
I'm just going to mark it with a pen.
Okay. There are 7.
Kyle just turns on his heel. Back to the conversation Ava and Arthur are having.
I'm going to start reading my Harry Potter book I took from the library.
I think I would have heard of, I think I have heard of Ava, like she's local talent, right? As long as she hasn't become mysteriously famous in the last year, I've probably heard her name once or twice.
Wait, your time away was 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe.
Yes, well she is. She is a model, so if that is something that strikes your attention as either a fashion connoisseur or a creepy pervert...
Or the kind of person who looks for people to steal from.
Yeah, that's true. Especially lately, that has been on your mind. And she is covered in jewelry. That's probably pretty expensive.
Just saying.
And she probably has, you know, like, designer clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I love designer clothing. I guess.
Now that I think about it, I mean, given the fact that she is covered in jewelry, I can kind of see why she would have the need for a bodyguard. I mean, it's not like she can just go around and, I don't know, whatever
not
it is she
be
does
covered
to normal
jewelry?
People. Well, she can certainly not be covered in jewelry, but aren't we just blaming the victim at that point?
No.
Well, I mean, it's a bit gaudy.
I don't think so. I think it's very shiny. So anyway, what I'm actually going to do is eavesdrop on this conversation.
Okay. Not sure how much you would find of interest. I think they're just chatting about fashion and local events in the mortal world.
And parties. I'll learn more about parties. Are they talking about the party? Are you talking about the party?
We probably talked about it a little bit and then moved on at this point. You have been speaking with Kyle for a while.
And he doesn't have a date yet, so there's not that much in terms of specifics. Just like, here, I had this idea for a thing I'm going to do. You should come.
Yeah, troll the shit out of people with it.
Yep.
And by troll the shit out of people, it means like you.
No, it's not me at all. He doesn't know that I have made that allegation in any way.
While they are talking, Gwen, the usual Queen of Spring, approaches, who you would probably best remember as a drug-dealing MILF.
Hell yeah. So,
approaches Arthur and Ava. And I assume you are eavesdropping like a creep.
Not like a creep, no. I'm probably just sitting in a corner and then, like, kind of just looking at my own hands, waiting for the one that Kevin Mark had offended to disappear.
Right. Not like a creep at all. Just listening in on other people's private conversations, staring at your hands.
Well, they don't know that I'm listening in on it, as long as I don't start participating in their conversation.
I didn't say they knew you were a creep. I said you were listening in like a creep.
Absolutely, yeah. But they don't think I'm a creep. Well,
no,
that's neither here nor there.
But at least not for eavesdropping. Just for staring at his hands.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
I think you're weird, not a creep.
We're all a little weird here.
We're all mad here. So, yes, Gwen approaches you. The Spring Court here is not terribly large or influential, so the two of you are kind of her favorite people and her power players. She smiles and waves. Ava, Arthur.
Lady Gwen.
So, I know you got here late. We've got a bit of a problem.
Problem.
Yes, Comstock has decided he's going to wait until sunset and then go after the Keepers.
And I suppose he's going to drag the rest of us in with him.
Yes, he's trying to get everyone to go. But I have a plan. I'm going to need your help.
Oh, of course. What are your thoughts?
So, sunset tonight is 6:54. But do you know what happens at 8 o'clock tonight? It's midnight, Greenwich Mean Time. That makes it the 23rd, the autumn equinox. If we can stall for an hour and 6 minutes, then Comstock won't be in charge anymore.
And you propose to do this how?
I don't know. That was the extent of my plan. But if we can figure out a way to grind this thing to a halt, to just keep them from getting up there, we don't all have to go on this suicide mission.
Not quite sure why they could just say no, but it's not there, so.
Dead air. Arthur, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, perhaps a distraction of some sort. Keep calm, stop talking. I know you have your ways of being entrancing. Aside from that, sabotage? Maybe take out the cars? I don't really know. I'm certainly not eager to go up against a pair of Fey gentry.
Indeed. Well, why don't we start with the cars? One step at a time. I'm sure we'll think of something else.
Comstock's probably going to be pretty mad if he ever finds out who did it, though. So, are you thinking what I'm thinking? There's a collection of already established troublemakers here we could use as assistants.
Ah.
I don't want to say the word patsy, so I'll say scapegoat.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Sure I could do something about it. I smile sweetly.
While you're at work, I'll talk to Comstock. Just keep him from noticing what you're up to. Well then, go Team Spring Court.
And I will turn to the party.
I am reading Harry Potter.
I'm staring at my hands.
It is particularly wet because it was on my person.
The marked one has long since disappeared.
What's Will doing?
Will, what are you doing?
Sitting around, resting. Because, you know, guess who hasn't had the best of days?
Hey, you got a really good night's sleep a few nights ago, though.
Oh boy, a few nights ago. One
yeah,
day,
great.
I literally passed out from exhaustion, met my keeper, and got relatively brutalized all in one night.
I think I will.
And that was approach. That was like hours ago.
Carissa.
I'm probably actually falling
asleep
on the table.
I'm just reading.
And I guess I'll sit right next to you and say, so, what's your name? I didn't catch it. Clarissa. Clarissa. And you said that these fae are your keepers?
Mm-hmm.
And I figure you're probably not all too interested in going up against them.
Well, duh.
Well, I don't fancy doing that either. But we have a plan. From stalling Comstock, from sending us all out to confront them.
Okay.
At, what was it, 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. At 8 o'clock, it would be autumn.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we stall long enough, we'd be scot-free.
Have fun with that.
I was thinking if we were to perhaps sabotage all the cars, that way we don't have to go out at all.
So I'm not sabotaging anything.
But what of your friends?
What about my friends?
Do you think they would?
You are free to ask them.
But do I have your support in this?
No.
No.
Awkward.
Okay, they were coming for me, and they're not going to stop until they get me. Why do you think I'd want to stop from stopping them? I'm not going back there.
Well, that's why the rest of us are here.
Okay, good. I can let, you know, everyone know that you plan on sabotaging the cars. I'm going to stand on the table. Hey! Hey, everyone!
It's gonna walk away.
People slowly, reluctantly break off from their conversations and start looking at Clarissa.
So, I was just approached by Ava, who plans on sabotaging the car so that Comstock plan will, you know, not be able to be, you know, put into action until it becomes autumn.
Good. Someone around here has some sense, then. I know you're scared, little girl, so you want us to do your fighting for you, but the rest of us don't want to die. Comstock turns and glowers at Sierra, who he assumes is responsible. Sierra glowers at Hans, who she thinks is the one who fucked it up. And Gwen shrinks quietly in a corner and takes out a glass pipe.
A glass pipe?
Pot.
Yes.
I mean...
Or crack. Could be crack. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt here.
You can't bash anyone over the head with a glass pipe. That's what we're doing, right? I go back to sleep on the table.
It's very hard to sleep. There's a lot of arguing.
Hmm. Is it at all quieter outside?
Yeah, I'm going outside. This is stupid.
Okay.
I'm going to raise one of my hands. Who wants to smoke?
Kyle looks at Ava for permission.
I nod.
Okay. Yo.
I'm going to walk outside.
You walk outside. It is cool and much quieter out there.
I don't smoke.
You want to start?
Kinda. Jesus Christ.
You just need candy cigarettes.
Is that kind of horse shit which you have to deal with every day?
No. Yeah. This one's better than most.
Better? Like, what do you mean?
Well, nobody's actually trying to kill each other yet.
So that's a common thing. That's great. That's fan-fucking-tastic, huh?
You might have gathered a mistaken impression that these guys have their shit together.
No, I feel like they don't. I mean, okay. let's be complete. So hold on a second. You mean, you know, so I dealt with these two peeps. When they weren't turning into horrifying monsters or anything like that, you know what? They shot a pool cue at me or something like that. And I was like, wow, this is kind of fucking shitty.
It was a laser. Also, shut up. Come on. I got out here to go away from the noise.
Yeah. All right. So fine.
This grass is the most comfortable thing I've touched in the past hour.
All right. Well, it occurs to me that, like, you know, you hear all this crap about, oh, when they're outside of Arcadia, the Fae are—they're only as strong as the strongest changelings, you know, and all that stuff. Or they're as strong as the strongest changelings. Well, we have four of the strongest changelings, and there are two of them. And then not only that, but those four strongest changelings have an entire—I don't know—is the word legion? Is that what I'm looking for here? Of other people who have crazy kick-ass powers that we never thought that we could ever have before, and they think that if we properly organize and inventory our abilities, that we're gonna lose. We're all gonna die. Like, how horseshit is that, huh?
I don't know, man. I've never really seen a keeper, but from what I hear, they're monsters.
Well, they are monsters. I saw one. It was a monster. It was pretty terrible.
Confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed, but like...
Also,
You know, we're monsters too in our own weird, shitty way. Like, what's stopping us from being the kind of thing they can fear? I mean, I'm not saying that Comstock's got it right or anything like that. He doesn't. He's insane. But he carries a big axe, and that big axe could be used for something. You know? What's stopping these people from getting their shit together? You've been in this business for long enough.
Well, because any crusade requires sacrifice, and nobody wants to be the one who gets sacrificed. Sure, you all charge up against him, maybe you'll even win. But how many people are going to die, and is one of them going to be you?
I mean, I don't know if one of them's going to be me, and I know that... I don't know, I feel like this is going to be kind of like a weird religious thing here, but I'm starting to feel like maybe there's a higher purpose to being given these abilities, you know?
If you say so, man. But my thinking is there's probably going to be more keepers.
Yeah, but they're going to come for... Well, these particular ones are hunting for someone specific, you know? Like, what if any of the ones that do come out here are, like, a keeper directly and not just some asshole who thinks, oh, I'm going to kidnap someone? You know, why not, like, what... We could deal with, you know, people who are like us, who just decide they want to come and kidnap people. We can deal with, like, their minions and shit. It just seems to me like a keeper themselves wouldn't directly come out into the world unless it was something really worth doing. Because, like, why would you lose, you know, it's like you said, why would you want to sacrifice that much power?
I don't know, man, they're crazy.
I'm worth it, yeah.
Yeah.
Who understands what the fuck they're doing?
I don't know. I guess they're either freakishly possessive or it's really worth it. And that's another thing. There were two keepers that Clarissa had, but one of them wasn't one of her keepers. What's up with that? Are they allying with each other? I haven't had a chance to really think about this. It's all kind of been a blur. A blur where I almost died.
He shrugs. Well, if you don't know what's going on, I really wouldn't recommend charging in.
Well, I know that somebody tried to apparently sabotage this whole hot mess.
Yeah, because they don't want to die.
Well, they're going to die regardless of what happens. They're going to come after us.
Are they?
Actually, no, that's not true. If they don't come after us, and that kind of means, you know, Comstock is wrong, and wow, this actually all makes a ton of sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've been hearing about them for days. They haven't come for us yet. You assholes went bumbling in.
Kind of seems a little weird that they would come out, though. I mean, what are they, like... I wonder if we're... Well, no, we know now that they definitely want to come for Clarissa. Hey, Billy, you done being comfortable yet? Will?
I'm assuming he shoved his fingers in his ears.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him what he thought of this, but okay.
Will wants to sleep. Will is fresh out of a bicycle.
That sucks, man. That really sucks. I'm sorry.
So are we going to do something, or are we going to sit around smoking until it's D-Day?
Fuck, man. I say help them. If they want to sabotage the whole thing, fine.
So how are we going to do it?
Go fight. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll get lucky. I'm going back inside.
Okay.
There's an easy way to stop this. Just get them all arguing.
Yeah, they're already all arguing. I'm going to see how far things have escalated and if people are going to start trying to kill each other yet.
Well... Comstock has lifted Sierra off the floor and is basically holding her up by her dress and shouting. Treacherous little wretch! I don't undermine the decisions you make in your time. Don't try to do it in mine. This needs to be done. It is for the good of all of us. Now, maybe you don't want to step up and fight like a real person, you'd prefer to cower behind your magic, but this needs to be done. If you have a disagreement with me, you can tell me to my face instead of skulking around and selecting agents. That makes you no better than Hans.
Ouch.
Burn! No.
Sick.
And it's funny because she's like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
And the Lord Marshal Miss Sato is standing by, trying to not reach for her giant axe.
She just loves the
She loves that axe. Kind of feel like I should interfere here. That's immoral, though, Emma, now, isn't it? Sierra has helped me in the past.
I'm gonna help over kind of to them. Okay.
Hey!
Excuse me?
Put her down.
You understand I'm your king, right?
How do you even know that she was the one who freaking, I don't know, decided she wanted to sabotage this whole thing? Like, because... you know these things? Do you know?
He sets Sierra down. There are only two people here, let's say, sneaky enough to do such a thing. And if Hans set out to do it, it wouldn't have been revealed.
Okay, so you think your only belief here is that somebody has to be sneaky enough to do this kind of thing. What if they just plain don't want to fight?
Then they can step up and say something,
or get lifted off the ground and intimidated,
and
like
screamed
you just
at.
Did. Yeah, seriously, man, what the hell? By the way, I'm man enough to stand up to you and do this, and I see your agent over there. Looks like she's about to cut my head off. Yeah, that's really freaking progressive. Speaking of agents.
So what's your point?
My point is that you shouldn't go off lifting people up off the ground when you don't know anything about what's happening.
We all just need to calm the fuck down.
These are your keepers. Why do you want to calm down?
Well, we're not going to be able to go against them if we're all fighting amongst ourselves. That's all that's happening here is we're all fighting amongst ourselves.
So what would you do?
I don't know.
Hey, I got a question. Comstock, who is your keeper? Is that something, is that an open secret? Like, is that the kind of thing we tell people?
I don't remember.
You don't remember who your keeper was? Do you remember being scared? You don't seem like the kind of guy who scares really easily.
Yeah, I remember being scared.
Okay, you remember being scared. Did you ever want to fight them directly? If you had a chance to take a crack at them, even if it was in their own territory, would you do it?
If I stand the chance of winning, yes.
Do you really think that we stand a chance of winning right now? And tell me, why do you think we stand a chance of winning? Because you've got a big axe?
I think we stand a chance of winning because we can form a united front. They've come out of their place of strength and into ours.
And rather than say, oh, we can form a united front, why don't you explain more details to our plan? Explain specifically whose talents can come in handy here, and maybe people who are too scared or who can't do anything about it. You know, people like me. I point at Will. He can shoot fucking lightning from his hands. I have fingers.
Can those fingers pull a trigger?
That's
can
real
they hold a
great.
Sword?
Yeah, I can pull a trigger. I pulled a trigger like 4 times against that guy. It did fucking nothing. And that was when he was outside of our cave.
Yeah, and they move very fast. I don't know how I was able to distract it long enough to get out.
Right. What you're talking about doing here is rushing into this, not knowing what you're up against, just assuming that we're powerful enough to do this. Well, I can tell you, gunshots don't do shit against these guys.
Cold iron does.
So you've never fought a keeper, but you're sure cold iron is gonna, are we talking about the same kind of cold iron here? Is this like some sort of magical iron that I just don't know about?
No, it's just cold forged iron.
Okay.
And the legends say that it's a bane to the Fae.
Alright. So it is a magical kind of iron that I don't know anything about.
It's not magic iron. It's normal iron.
I'm pretty sure it's the opposite of magic.
Okay, it is unmagical iron. Alright.
Yes.
So so the legends say that. And again I ask you, have you fought a keeper?
No.
Okay, so you know this to be true despite having no experience with it. What documentation do you have other than legends? Do you have any kind of studies on this kind of thing?
They're legends.
Has anybody thought to quantify fighting keepers at all?
Well, wouldn't
Why don't you take a clipboard and go do it?
Oh, I already did. I took a clip to it. Maybe not a board, because I didn't know anything about cold iron. But I know what regular freaking weapons do. So if you say, can I hold a sword? Can I fire a gun? Yeah, I can. It does jack shit. So why are you making me fight? Why don't you itemize what people can do, figure out what their talents are, and then set the right person on the job instead of just letting everybody do this kind of clusterfuck thing? That's what a real leader does.
Then feel free to challenge me next time summer comes along.
I'm not challenging you because I know exactly what you do about it, and that's not the kind of person I want to lead.
I think I want to make these decisions, you piece of
yes,
shit.
Yes, I do think you want to make these decisions because you're making them. I think you're making these decisions because you've got a chip on your shoulder and something to prove.
I want what is best for my goddamn people.
Then if you want what is best for your goddamn people, you'll take the people who can't do shit and protect them, not force them onto the front lines. Yeah, war is fought by innocence. That's real great. What's best for your people? Some fucking king you are. Go ahead, cut me down for that.
Okay, let's just calm down. Deep breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Throw a point to this little girl. Your friend is making radical assumptions about me.
I make radical assumptions about a lot of things based on what I see. And what I see right now is you sending innocent people who don't know how to fight up against the most dangerous things that have ever existed.
You've made your point.
Yeah, but he's not taking it.
I really doubt you'd be able to change his mind.
Maybe it's not his mind that I have to change.
We just need to calm down.
Okay, now we're calm. What's step two?
Well, maybe we should just see if the keepers stay at the lake.
So sit around until I'm not in charge anymore?
Well, we want to see if they'll actually come this far. Since they've apparently been at the lake for a while.
Why don't you make me a composure persuasion roll?
Okay, where's my character sheet? Alright, composure. And what was the other thing?
Persuasion.
Persuasion? Ooh, it's social. I don't have a minus one to unskilled.
Hooray.
Excuse me.
Oh, wait, I do have stuff in it. Oh, I'm rolling the wrong dice. This is a D6s.
Did you get 8 or above?
I didn't get 8 and above on any of them, or 7 or above on any of them. What the hell, D6s? I got 1-8.
Okay. Fine. I don't want to have to make these decisions anyway.
Okay.
Sit around on our thumbs, and in a few minutes, it's going to be Sierra's problem. And
okay.
You can bitch at her. Please do. Don't hold back.
Okay. I'm sure we will end up bitching to her. We do love our bitching.
He stomps off into the back room.
Fuck.
Gwen catches Ava's eye and gives her the thumbs up.
I just smile. I'm just pretending that it was all my work.
I am a master plan. Yeah, master plan.
I'm just going to turn off the lights in here and curl up in a corner.
Okay. You'd sit around awkwardly in the dark.
Well, I'm assuming everyone else is here too. Now the lights are off.
I sigh and get on my smartphone.
Yeah.
So there's like a little glowy screen in the corner somewhere.
very tense.
You sit around awkwardly. The sun starts to set and it gets really dark in there.
Okay.
Eventually Sierra walks over and turns on the lights.
I will jump, like, scared shitless for a moment.
They're electric. It's fine.
We can see that they come better if the lights are off.
It gets dark outside. We'll see if they're coming.
Oh, are they coming?
You see a lot of headlights passing on the highway. But you don't see any glowing balls of murder orb.
Any other type of murder orbs?
No.
So.
I may actually be crying in this corner.
Sierra walks over to... Will, are you still trying to sleep?
I think I'm passed out in the front lawn.
Okay. She will go over to Eddie.
Yes?
We're missing someone.
Who?
Do you know Kat Turner?
Same. It's been a couple of sessions, Nick.
No, you've never met her.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware.
Shake my head.
She has a cabin up by Echo Lake, and we haven't seen her. Everyone was supposed to come to this meeting. So you didn't see or hear anything of her while you were up there? Great.
This is going to turn into a problem, isn't it?
I consider missing people a problem, yes.
Yes, that's true.
There is a problem with this call.
Is there?
Kevin dropped, I think.
Oh, Kevin died. Okay. That's the worst. We will remember you fondly.
In song?
Maybe.
More or less. Could be. Disney style. Yep. Man, I love Comstock! Actually one of my favorite characters.
Anyway, I agree with what you were saying about fighting intelligently.
Oh, that's good.
That's exactly what I intend to do.
Oh, okay, hold on a second. What's your idea of fighting intelligently?
Arming our people, utilizing the minimum amount of force to get the maximum result.
Okay, good. That's, all right, that is a relief, because I was worried for a moment that you were going to start spouting off legends about, you know, like cold iron and jigsaw puzzles and things like that. I'm not sure where jigsaw puzzles fit into this. Do you hear a hissing noise?
No.
Okay, good. Then it's not just me.
What?
What? I'm sorry.
It's not just you who doesn't hear a hissing noise.
Yeah, that's exactly what I need to keep saying to myself.
Okay.
Yep. So anyway, minimal application of force to achieve the maximum desired effect is what you're looking for here.
Yes.
So, yes, we agree. We agree with that. Don't we?
And... Yes? And the rest of your team?
Well, my only real condition here is I would not want to see Clarissa be put into any kind of danger here.
Well, unfortunately, you were much
really
too late for that.
She didn't really take it very well the first time. So, not sure what to do in this situation, because they're after her. But what am I thinking? So I just realized, I don't know anything about any of these people that we're with. But, I mean, you have to have, like, some sort of book or itemized thing, like a list. You know, I mean, do you guys keep documentation of everybody's powers?
There's no public record, no. We are, of course, a discreet organization. The best thing to do is get to know people.
You guys don't have, like, some kind of... Well, I suppose you wouldn't have some kind of, like, registration or something, because if you keep it in some decentralized place, then, you know, it risks being revealed through other means. That's unfortunate.
Is there someone specific you want to know about?
No. I just wanted to know if there was anybody who, you know, could do a little more than this, and I kind of wave my fingers.
Yes. Plenty of people.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't undersell
yourself.
I can
do more than that.
Don't undersell yourself. Guns are very useful.
Guns are... Okay, that is... I understand you're trying to make me feel better here, but I can... I have... Like, I can write that down in a book if you want. They're not. They're good against dogs and wolves and stuff. I blew a wolf's head off. That was great. The keeper... No, I plugged that guy. Nothing happened. He seemed to get a little angry at me, so I guess maybe I can give him a mosquito bite or something like that. That's good.
And you can hit drapes with a stick all day long, and it's not going to break them. Just because it's not the right weapon for one job doesn't mean it's useless.
Great against changelings.
Yeah, if I ever want to fight changeling. Hey, yeah. Huh, that's true. It's really good against, like, probably really good against, like, those bounty hunter jerks. Or whatever they are. I'm calling them bounty hunters, because it seems like they get paid to hunt people.
And it's good against mortals. It's good against all sorts of things.
Well, that makes me feel better about my failure to protect someone. I'm not just saying that.
Okay.
I'm not being sarcastic either.
Well,
thank you for not making us go into battle.
Well,
yeah.
It's not really up to me for a little while.
I think we're all just staring at our watches at that point. Okay. All right. So, it's not necessarily any specific people I want to know about, but... Is there anybody who can... This is going to sound absurd. Is there anybody who can fight without, you know, using guns and stuff like that? I mean, like I said, you know, I got a buddy who courses with lightning all over himself. It's kind of creepy sometimes, but I mean, this is too...
No, it isn't.
You know.
Well...
Sure it is. You're like a nightlight, or like one of those little glowworm dolls that I had when I was a kid.
Well, sure. I can.
Mm-hmm.
Comstock, I believe, has some heat-based summer powers.
Mm-hmm. He's got the lady with the big axe. Apparently that axe is the opposite of magical.
It's cold iron.
Okay. Do you have any kind of evidence that that kind of thing works, or is this all more myths and legends kind of thing?
I haven't seen it firsthand against a keeper, but I have every confidence that it does work.
This is going to be a common theme. I'm sorry, I'm scared.
Yeah, I gathered that. Let's see, Ziggy can't fight per se, but he has omens of the future. That's quite helpful.
That's also really scary. Wow. Okay, so we've got people who can tell the future, and we've got people who can set things on heat, and we've got, I can shoot stuff. That's good.
Don't underestimate social abilities as well. We can influence mortals or even public opinion to help us.
How does that help against keepers?
We can keep them out of the cities or explain them away, avoid drawing attention to us. And of course, money can acquire weapons to be used against keepers.
Who has money? Well.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Arthur Swain does. Ava yep. Long has a bit of money.
Ziggy Stardust can probably get some cash from that theater.
I suppose. Not sure how successful he is.
Maybe if he started showing movies that weren't porn.
He does show movies that aren't porn.
I don't know about them.
I just don't sell tickets to them.
Oh, God.
He sells horror tickets at night before porn.
That's true.
But yes, in terms of money bags around here, I would say Arthur and then Ava. Oh, probably Gwen too, although she's very quiet about how much money she actually has.
I kind of don't blame her. I gather she probably doesn't get it through the best means.
Oh no, she's a drug dealer.
Yeah, the best means. Huh. So we have. So what's stopping everybody from just agreeing with each other on something for once?
I'm going to go with human nature.
But we're not human. I think as long, once you start accepting that fact, everything becomes easier.
You know, you and I are in agreement about that.
Huh.
You should really think about the Autumn Court.
Maybe. I don't know anything about these courts yet. Why isn't there a king of all of the courts? Or a queen. Could be a queen.
Why would there be?
I don't know. Why is there a king of four? Just seems like a little weird that, you know... I mean, it just strikes me as odd that there's a governmental system for everybody that shifts so rapidly that it seems like everything is in a state of constant indecision.
I think that might be a feature.
It doesn't help anybody.
Also, it doesn't hurt anyone.
You know, you and I agree about a lot of things, actually.
Why isn't there a king of all seasons? It seems kind of like something that should really happen at some point. Well, no, that's greedy. That's human. That's human. What can we... Well, I've given you... Rather, you've given me the idea that we have money and we have superpowers and we have super people with powers. Can we... What can I do? I need to talk to Bill. He'll know what to do. He always knows what to do.
Does he?
No. Good to have you back, Kevin.
No, I've always been here. Just
he's just passed out on the lawn.
I am so useful. Oh my god, I can't even...
I'm going to stew on that and hope that time passes and Comstock doesn't order us all to go to our deaths.
I don't think he's going to.
Yeah.
I was able to talk him down from the ledge.
That was impressive.
Sierra approaches Ava next. Miss Long?
I look over my smartphone.
I appreciate you getting all the blame thrown on me.
Excuse me?
Oh, snap!
Did you think your little gaffe escaped everyone's attention? There was a child screaming about it.
I gather Comstock's not terrifyingly smart for how much I love him.
He's as smart as a moose.
So, yes.
Well, I can't control what other people think.
Fair enough, I suppose. Are you friends with Cat Turner? I know you're both in Spring Court. So, a little bit about Cat that you would probably know. She's kind of an upbeat athletic type, and she runs an adventure tour group. She takes people out into the wild, like whitewater rafting and, you know.
Zip lining, that kind of shit?
Yeah.
Just a bit. Why?
She's not here. And she frequently stays up at her cabin near Echo Lake. Just a little concerned about her.
I see. And?
Just thought you might be interested. I'm thinking about sending someone up to look for her.
And you want to send me?
Looking for someone she knows and trusts. I'll send some protection, too, of course.
I mean, I suppose, sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I guess I'll help you.
After I got you in all that trouble.
Yeah. I was going to say.
What a fucking bother.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay. And you pass the evening sitting around awkwardly. At 8 o'clock, Sierra's cell phone starts to buzz. She goes in. She turns off the alarm.
Cell phone alarm. Well, of course she would. It makes sense. I wonder if it reads on her phone, like, just, now I am queen, or something like that.
Now I'm just imagining, you are the dancing queen.
Just has the alarm sound.
Of course it would be dancing queen.
Yes.
That or she paid her butler to record a cover of it, like, you are the autumn queen, young and sweet, only 14.
100.
Comstock reluctantly comes out of the back room, begrudgingly shakes her hand. As soon as he lets go, she starts to float and glow with a diffused light. There is a swirl of crisp air and autumn leaves flowing around her. A crown of lead appears above her and gently rests upon her brow.
That's weird.
Does Comstock lose his antlers?
He does not.
Oh, okay.
But he does look diminished somehow in a way you can't quite put your finger on.
It's one of those just the way it is type things.
She slowly descends and stops glowing. She stands up on Clarissa's yelling table.
It's a great yelling table, what can I say?
Welcome to autumn. There's going to be some changes around here.
Uh-oh.
Slow clap.
Shit.
Some polite applause.
Shit.
Vincent Comstock and I agree on some things. Primarily, that there are enemies among us. I'm not afraid of the Keepers on High. I'm afraid of whoever told them where we are. I'm afraid of whoever helped them find the door. I'm afraid of whoever's been skulking around in our freehold, spreading rumors, whoever's been causing people to go missing. The enemies are among us. The incident with Ivan certainly taught us that. Therefore, I am declaring an autumn hunt against privateers, bounty hunters, kidnappers, and any betrayers that we have in our midst. Come to me, and I will equip you with weapons and contracts to help you fight. I am looking for any volunteers to ply their trade. Material aid and prestige will come to those who join me.
Ooh, material aid. My unconscious self says.
Perk up slightly from your slumber.
My unconscious self says, oh shit, 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 oh shit. It's like, what have I done, what have I done, what have I done?
Since it has been several days since they first appeared, and it seems that there is no strong indication that these keepers are going to progress into our homes, we will not confront them directly. However, we will remain vigilant and try to root out their allies and accomplices. But this is not a witch hunt among our own. We will also look out for our own. I expect every changeling in this freehold to get to know each other, to help each other. Starting with someone who you all seem to have overlooked, Kat Turner. Don't bother looking around the room for her. She's not here. Apparently, we don't believe in roll call. She owns a little cabin near Echo Lake, where both those looky-loo mortals and the keepers have been. And I'm concerned. I'm seeking a group of volunteers to go in on check on her well-being. Volunteers?
I raise my hand. Jessica.
I got pep talked. I'm in.
Thank you, Miss Long. Mr. Hayes.
I'll slowly raise my hand. It's trembling, and I might be crying.
I'm gonna gently move to take your hand and like be like, it's okay, it's okay. Can I like step down?
Thank you, Miss Adams.
Okay. So much for that.
Nudge Will.
Raise his hand for him.
Yeah, raise Will's hand.
Hey, if we're gonna get fucked, you're gonna get fucked too.
That's what you wake up. School. The kids can teach themselves.
And Mr. McKinley.
Whose hand's being held up by Clarissa and Eddie? Well, he's like, I don't want to teach the kids today.
Little fuckers don't know anything. Oh, wait, that's not any teaching.
Good point.
We have been too long without a sanctuary. No one enjoys meeting in a dingy hotel. I am going to set up a safe haven for us in a central location. And these are a few of the ways I will spend autumn.
Wouldn't that just make it easier for us to get kidnapped by whoever decides they want to steal us? You know, putting us all in one central location.
Well, I'm assuming it'll have some sort of fortifications as opposed to this dingy, shitty shithole of a hotel.
Good point. Maybe.
I keep my home in the hedge perfectly safe with the highest level of wards. I'm sure it'll be even easier to protect a place in the mortal world. I think we should be well past the days of relying on protection from an angry woman with an axe.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with angry axe woman?
Well, aside from the instability and the chance that you know...
Yes, you know, I've had run-ins with her, thanks.
And the axe.
Yes.
It's a very painful axe, from what I've heard from Will.
Correct.
That is an accurate descriptor of the axe.
Painful.
So ow. Funny. Is that what was an accurate description of it? Ow.
Marauding.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to let him live that one down.
Okay. Everyone is dismissed, but you will be hearing from me. People start filing out.
Am I the only one who thinks it's a little scary that we would have one? I don't know. I don't trust the idea. I'm going to talk to her about it. Just be like, hey, maybe this isn't a really good idea. That seems ominous. I've seen a lot of, you know, I read a lot of fantasy novels. It's always the place where everybody says they're absolutely safe that ends up getting breached. It's like a movie kind of thing. I'll figure it out. Well, I'll figure it out. Everything's going to be okay. That's what I keep telling myself. I hear this.
Okay. Yeah, most of the people start to leave. Though.
Clarissa, you didn't have to do that, you know.
Okay.
But I applaud you deciding you want to face your fear.
Didn't seem like anyone else was going to do, and I wouldn't want her with them.
Yo. Ava, right?
Mm-hmm. And I look for my phone.
We got Kyle, too, right?
I go where she goes.
Okay. This is going to seem like a stupid question, but do you have any cold iron?
I've got bullets.
Brass knuckles? Are they made of cold iron? I don't think you can make bullets out of iron. Well, maybe the case. No, not even the casing.
Maybe if you make, like, a musket.
No, even those use lead balls. Because they were easy to melt down and reform after you recovered them.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the crew. So I'm going to be honest here. The only reason I wanted to do this was because I felt really empowered. And then it occurred to me that I've got bullets and you've got bullets. And that's kind of all we've got unless, well, we've got Bill. Will.
Hmm. Oh.
You don't even know what I can do. Other than glow.
I know you can glow. Yeah, that's great. You're a cool glowy thing. You're like living mood pants.
I know the time you glowed.
You also know the time that I made it really fucking bright at the lake?
No, I don't remember that at all. I was scared shitless.
I was trying to intimidate the glowing ball by glowing brighter than it.
Winning the glowing contest?
Yes.
Did it work?
No!
I got away!
Then yes!
We could check on Kat tomorrow.
Well, yeah, can we? It seems like Will is a little tuckered out. I mean, it's really, you know, it's not that late, but...
It's been a long day for me. Okay.
He's still.
God, I don't think I can even use the long.
No, because...
Well, if you want to sleep for a week.
Yeah, if you want to sleep, like... And you just plain don't want, you know, to deal with any of this bullshit. I mean,
sleep through autumn.
We should deal with this bullshit. I can't just run away from this bullshit.
It's kind of surprising that we were the only ones who volunteered, you know?
I don't see that as surprising at all.
Yeah, everybody's a bunch of cowards.
In any case, do you have a car?
No.
No.
I'm not old enough to drive.
I'm not rich enough to drive.
Yeah, we need to go back to Echo Lake.
Why don't we let him sleep and we'll figure out the transportation thing tomorrow?
Well, I mean, my bike is still at Echo Lake.
Well, that's where we're going.
Good. Let's go there.
Remember when you
want to go now?
No, no.
We should probably take a nap.
Hey, I got some sleep.
Well, I'm going home. I guess I'll see you in the morning.
Do you have a car?
Well, she has a driver, so I'm assuming.
Yeah. That was the segue that I was getting into here. I was going to ask for a ride. I'm sorry. I should be a little bit more blunt with my use of people's resources.
Right.
Well?
I suppose she's just going to leave. May we have a ride?
Yeah,
Echo
Lake. Are you going to just walk out?
I was like,
car. I'm done with this. I'm just going to yell, thank you!
Kyle follows you.
How the hell are we gonna...
What kind of car do you drive? What do you have him drive for you?
She actually drives the driver around.
Oh, I don't really know cars.
Okay. Just like a vague style. It's fine.
You drive a Nissan Maxima.
I have no idea what that is.
Neither do I.
Okay.
I was looking for like sports car, town car, SUV.
Probably sporty-ish.
It's a large size sedan.
She's got a BMW M6.
No idea.
That's a way too nice car.
She is a model.
That's true.
Something that can have tinted windows? I don't know.
Oh, the BMW M3.
Well, Honda Civic it is.
Honda Civic can have tinted windows.
For the purposes of ending this conversation, I'm going to go with the M3.
Yes!
Because it's a little
sport. The M6 is larger. Well, whatever.
Okay. So you're not giving them a ride, then?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
You think Hickston's going to care?
Why, why would I?
Because they asked, but they're kind of jerks, so.
I was about to say, do you think Hickston's going to care if we crash in his, and then I was like, he's going to care.
Yes.
He's not going to care if I just grab a key.
He's very willing to rent you a room, though.
Gonna pull a wad of bills from my pocket and slap it on the counter, glare at him.
What?
No, dollar bills.
Oh.
Not Will Bill.
Gonna pull a small wad of bills from my pocket. I'm gonna eye him and just kinda put it on the counter and say, may I have a key, please?
Thanks for your custom, mate.
Wow, what's with the sudden Australian accent?
Yeah, where did that come from?
Oh, God.
He's never been Australian. Well, okay, he was for a good 2 minutes.
Yeah. All right, so I'm take key thing, going to guide us into a room and flop down on a bed. Come on, guys.
I'm going to just use his room.
You know what? This is for the best. I don't have to put up with that launch.
No, wait. Yeah, so what was the deal with that anyway?
It's really comfy.
I got that, but I mean, it seems like you had a bad time after you slept on it.
I think it's less that I had a bad time and more that I had too much of a good time while on it.
I don't understand what you're talking about, but I'm going to go to sleep. And I
did. Well then.
Sleep.
Finally get a night's rest. Now I can actually recover some goddamn willpower.
You recover some goddamn willpower.
How much is it for good night's rest?
One.
Well, that's one. Unless I recovered some while I was at the hospital, but I don't call that a good night's rest. I would say that's a very bad night's rest.
You didn't even spend the night there. You were taken in the middle of the night and shot with like the 24 shots directly to your spine.
Yep. Oh, The
and then I went to pick you up with some rich guy.
Yeah, it was great.
Yay.
All right.
I made his car damp.
How much does lethal damage recover over time? One a day?
I think it's one every 2 days, but let me check. Because I can't remember things like rules and stuff.
We don't need
even
rules
needs
for this game.
Those. Who even needs rules and stuff?
Yes. Well, I was right. 1 point every 2 days.
Okay. So I'm still on 3 points of lethal damage.
Okay.
At some point, I'm going to need to get a lift back to my place and eat a goblin. Because I still have one left.
I have, like, all of mine, I think.
No, I have two left. I have two left because I gave one of them to Bill. Will. And it just never really came up, so.
And I believe Carissa would probably have whatever Samantha had left. I don't think she ate any of hers.
I think I fed some to Samantha at some point.
Probably.
Yeah, like two or something to try and help.
One would think I'd have this written somewhere on my character sheet.
Well, I say that I have goblin fruits left. I just wanted to make sure that, yeah.
Anyway, Kyle is driving Ava home. He looks back at you. What a pack of assholes.
I know, right?
We really have to go get them and do this thing?
I agreed. So yeah.
My boss. What's with the guy with the extra fingers? He's got a real chip on his shoulder.
I just shrugged, baffled. Like, I turned to my phone.
Alright, what time do you want to set off tomorrow? Okay,
then.
Nine it is. He drives you home, leaving you to your glowing screen.
Oh, you're one of those kind of models. The internet.
Are you calling her a cam girl? Is that what's happening?
Isn't that what that is?
I'm assuming she just is on her phone during her free time.
Like all the time?
Because it's more entertaining than talking to a pack of assholes.
Yep.
Okay. Well, a little after 9 o'clock, Kyle drives you out to the hotel. Talks to Hickston, finds out what room you're in, the rest everybody's sleeping in, goes and pounds on the door.
I'll slowly open the door.
I'm up because I am. I wake up. We went to bed at like 8 last night, which was great. I'm so well rested.
Hello?
I wake up in the second most rested state I've been in.
Ready to go?
In a moment.
Breakfast. Food?
Yeah, we should get some of that free food.
Yes,
food?
Some of that continental breakfast. Served up so well.
Food.
Why does he just keep saying food?
I don't know. Anyways, let's go do that.
Okay. We eat some food from the lobby.
Hell yeah.
Kyle stands by the car, making it very obvious he's looking at his watch, waiting for you guys.
Can we stop somewhere?
I pick up a muffin.
Yeah.
And one of those little things of orange juice, and then head towards the car.
No food in the
car. I take two. Oh. I eat
two. I wolf down the muffin.
Yep.
I'll eat
no drinks in the car either.
I will head to the Chunky car yarn, without drink or food in my hands.
Yeah, I'm going to eat my food and then that's it.
Like,
we're in.
Eat
let's go.
Food.
I wipe my hands on my pants.
No, my
pull my coat around me and
this.
Let's do this.
Are we gonna fit three of us in the trunk? This is a coupe.
Look, you can fit four people in the trunk if you take out a spare tire.
Mm-hmm.
May I be in not the trunk?
Guess we'll find out.
I wonder how we knew that.
I'm small, I can sit on someone's lap.
Kevin, a BMW M3 is a four-seater.
Is it?
Yeah. You might be thinking of the Z Series, that's the coupe.
Jesus Christ.
The back seats are afterthoughts.
Yeah, they're
I'm
afterthoughts.
I'm looking at this
okay.
thingy mobile up. What is it?
A BMW M3. It's a four-seater.
The M6 is a saloon car. It would have been very comfortable for everyone.
Well, how about Miss Long rides up front, and the rest of you can fight over back seat and trunk.
I will sit in the back seat.
I call not middle. I get into one
seat.
Of the sides.
Yeah, I sit in the back seat. Thank you for the ride.
I also sit in the back seat. There, it's been added as an afterthought.
Off we go.
It's a
then.
Nice car. Can we stop at our apartments first so we can get some supplies in case we get killed?
I suppose. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to direct her to our apartment building.
Probably make us less stinky.
Yeah.
He drives you to your shitty apartment building.
Yep.
I will change my clothes.
I change my clothes, wash my face, and down my two goblin fruits.
I might as well freshen up.
Takes me about 5 minutes. Make sure I've got ammo.
After. Wearing sort of reasonable clothes because it's cold now.
Yes, it is autumn after all.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's pants. Autumn when it's close to summer.
Right.
Well, it's like, you know, mid to late September.
But yeah, so I'm just going to, what do you call it? I'm just going to eat my two goblin fruits so that we all know that I am not, I only have one wound now, one lethal wound of damage.
Excellent. Okay.
Yes, I will head back to the car in fresh clothes. Thank you.
I just wave for Kyle to go.
To Echo Lake, or did you need some dry cleaning, too?
Nah, I think we're good. We can go to Echo Lake.
Thank you. I don't know how you think you're going to get your bike home, but it's not going to be in this car.
You can disassemble it and put it in the trunk.
I thought he said it's not going to be in this car. Then isn't the trunk part of this car?
I can bike back.
I'll make the back seat a little more comfortable. Alternatively, we can walk.
Or maybe one of you will die.
Yes, well, the whole point of the trip just now was to ensure I don't do exactly that.
So, yes, the more
of
us that die, the more comfortable this car.
Was it Cat? Is that her name?
Mr.
Cabin is?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Well, I don't know her.
But you do.
Well, why did you volunteer
friends?
Anyway?
No one else was going to?
I was asleep.
I volunteered him. Seemed like a good idea.
It seems like the drive is eternal.
I will be reading Harry Potter in the car.
Just going to be staring out the window. Jeez.
When we get closer, I'll be, you know, looking more paranoid through the window.
Okay. It's bright daylight out, so it'd be very hard to see some glowing balls of light coming.
And that makes it worse.
When you pull up to the cabin, it's kind of surprising that there are a pair of cars already there. Ava, you recognize a sort of middle of the road kind of sedan car, but there is also a beat up SUV parked out front that is not familiar to you.
I wonder who that could be.
We got company.
I'm gonna snap a picture.
Okay.
First, let me take a selfie.
Take two selfies of her in front of the car.
Nah. I took a bunch of selfies in the morning already.
Yeah, no, good. That selfies are going to be in like an hour and a half.
Okay, I'm going to step out of the car, put on my sun hat, and walk up to the cabin.
Okay. Step out as well.
I'll step out and I'll be puking everywhere.
Kyle obviously follows Ava. Ava, I would like you to make me a wits composure roll.
Is my bike around?
Aw. This isn't exactly where you left it, but... You presume it's still with those people where you left it.
When you passed out on it.
I have one success.
That wasn't on it.
Okay. When you knock, you can hear the back door open. And some footsteps heading away.
I'm going to huff and go around the cabin.
Okay.
I'll follow.
I'll stay in the front. Okay. Just in case.
If you start running around the back, you see a man in a ratty black sweatshirt running off into the woods.
Oh, a man in a ratty black sweatshirt running off into
Does he have bunny ears?
You don't see any bunny ears.
I assume they're there.
I'm going to try to run after him.
Okay. How is your strength athletics?
Great, especially since I have a specialty in sprinting.
Okay.
That gives me an extra die, right?
Yep.
An extra 6 dice.
I thought it was 3.
No, having a specialty gets you an extra die. Spending a willpower gets you extra 3 dice.
Oh, he said extra 6 dice. Oh, no,
yep,
that's 6 total?
Nope, I want 6 more. I want 6 extras.
No deal.
Okay. I'm only rolling 5 then.
Instead of 11?
A success.
Okay.
Lots of ones.
You should roll not ones.
Yeah, I try. I rolled a 2 as well.
You should roll not 2 as well. Let me guess, you tried.
Is anyone else chasing, or is it just...
Is the commotion a thing that I hear? Will I notice this?
Well, I did shout out. You know.
What is it? Athletics?
Strength athletics.
Ratty black.
Okay, 1 die.
I don't suppose I could, I just go... I would like actually to do something different and fickle fate, the person in the ratty black sweatshirt.
Didn't you stay at the front of the house?
I heard, did I not hear Kevin scream this, or am I just not in the
situation? How is that even targeted?
Yeah, you have to go around the cabin, I think.
Okay, so then...
And yeah, he's still within line of sight by the time you round the cabin. You can go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it would just be he makes whatever his next actively attempted instant action, which I assume would be trying to run away from everyone, at a minus two penalty.
Yeah. Okay. So, Will, you go running after them. He's keeping pace with you. You lose sight of him for a moment as he heads into the deep woods. But as you're running by, you see that he has basically ducked into a tree hollow and is trying to hide from you.
Aha! Not so clever now, are we? Anyways, what are you doing? I can only suspect it's nefarious things, because you're running.
Okay. He peers out at you. You can see he is wearing a rabbit mask, different from the other rabbit mask you've seen.
Oh.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh.
Basically just a full, really cheap, like, Halloween mask, but it doesn't have protruding ears, and he pulls a knife, like just a belt knife when he sees you have spotted him.
So you're not big on talking then?
Do you have something to say other than accusing me of doing something nefarious?
Well, if we can talk this out, I'd be fine with that. What were you doing at What's-Her-Face's house?
Cat Turner. Miss Turner. Say Miss Turner.
At Miss Turner's house.
She's been missing since the Keepers came. I was checking up on her.
Ah, that's what we're doing as well. So then why run away when you spot us?
I didn't spot you. I heard you.
Why run away when you hear us?
I'm not there.
Are the Keepers going to come in cars?
No, but privateers might. Or some nosy changelings who want to jump to conclusions and assume it was me.
I'm not jumping to conclusions. You're just acting very suspicious is all. Anyways, since we apparently have nothing to be afraid of, and nothing to be angry at you about, you can get out of your little hidey hole.
Yeah, very generous, thank you.
Anyways, checking on her is exactly what we were doing as well. We were sent here by the Autumn Queen.
Okay.
So you're welcome to join us.
I feel like he hasn't really chimed too well with
them. I'm going to yell back to the group. This guy's not a villain. He's just some guy in a bunny mask.
You fucking idiot. The kidnappers or the Keepers could still be here. Why don't we just go shouting everything? Have you heard of discretion?
I know what it means.
I'm getting out of here.
Why? There's four of us here. You make five. Everything's
And how
great.
Well did it go last time?
Not swimmingly.
Right. Snake Lady's dead.
Yeah?
Next time it could be more. I'm leaving.
Okay, then.
Okay, what are the rest of you doing? You've seen, some of you have followed as Will goes off chasing this man.
Yeah. I'm gonna just investigate the back entrance.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go to...
Oh. Ava, you look in the back entrance, and the first thing that strikes your attention is cats. There is at least 5 cats in this cabin. Standing cats. Around, sitting on various pieces of furniture. All different colorations.
I'm gonna make sure the cats are fed. And watered.
Okay.
Spray them with a hose.
You go inside looking for cat food, cat bowls, a litter box. You don't find any of those things.
There's no cat things with all these cats here.
Maybe the cats are magic.
Maybe they're outdoor cats. Sure they can hunt.
Did she have cats?
Did she have cats?
You can't recall her ever mentioning cats.
Seems like if she had this.
I will get a normal bowl, put water in it, and put it down for the cats.
And then start
the cats
lawing.
Are staring at you in unison.
Okay, this is creepy.
Is that creepy? That's what cats do, I would feel.
This
I'm surprised one of them
you.
Actually hasn't run under the furniture.
I will slowly walk toward a cat, just holding my hand out of it for it to sniff.
It leans forward and sniffs your hand daintily.
I will then give it scritches.
It brushes up against you, then jumps down. Starts walking out the door, looking back at you.
I will follow the cat.
And I will follow Clarissa.
Well, this is what
why
we're doing
not?
Now.
I've circled around
following
the
cat.
Inside of the house at this point.
Okay, well... Bill, at this point, you are still with Jackrabbit out in the woods. And as you are following the cat out, you can hear him yell, "It's just some guy in a bunny mask."
Fuck. I'm gonna, kinda blitz forward once I hear bunny mask.
I'm gonna continue following the cat.
Fuck me.
No.
Anyway, so away we go.
Well, are you following the group following the cat, or are you heading towards the sound of Bill's yelling?
Heading towards the sound of Bill's yelling.
Okay. You run out towards the sound of Bill's yelling. You find a man of Jackrabbit's proportions wearing a different rabbit mask.
Oh, what the hell?
It's
what
not
are there Jack multiples
rabbit.
Of you?
It's a different mask.
That's how you can tell.
I'm gonna look at him weirdly, and just say in a low voice, like, "Jack?"
Yeah?
Oh, good. The fuck are you doing here?
Yeah,
investigating a disappearance.
Yes. Same as we are.
Okay, so you couldn't... Wait, you weren't at the meeting.
No.
How come Sierra didn't mention that you weren't at the meeting?
That's a topic to take up with her.
Dude, the others, they know about you. Do they not care what you do, where you are? Seems like someone like you would be kind of, you know, worth at least one of those paranoid sons of bitches watching.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, well, I'll take it as a question.
Your question? You'll take it as a question?
Yeah, I'm asking him why that might not be the case.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised to find out if someone's watching me. Especially Gretel's other half over there. But as for calling me out and not being around, I can't speak to that.
Why weren't you there? I mean, they called everybody, didn't they? Or do they just not know how to contact you? You've got an email address, for crying out loud.
Nobody called me.
Huh.
I wonder why.
Are
That's
you
weird.
Off the radar, as they say?
I suppose I am.
Or off the grid, if this were Tron. Or something. I don't know.
What?
Well then. Has society forgotten about you?
Alright, so we're here to find her. What'd you find out?
I found out her place is full of cats.
She have cats?
Don't know. Doesn't have any cat toys.
Hmm. That's weird.
Yeah, that's not, really. Not the first time
love
either.
Cat toys.
What do you mean not the first time?
There's been a couple other missing person cases around the state.
And what, they all involve cats?
There's been cats at the scene of every one. Of course, that's not the kind of thing that typically gets noticed.
Is it not?
Really?
I think it would be.
Yeah. Like, what if it's a calling card or something like that? I mean, her name is Cat Turner.
That's the weird thing. All the other ones have been children.
Alright, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what kind of calling card is leaving a shit ton of cats?
I don't know. I mean,
seems inconvenient.
I am the cat.
What if the cats themselves are evil?
Okay, well, I mean, that's just telling the world what they already know.
So then what are we doing? We need to rescue our friends from those cats.
Look, are you going to help us, or are you going to scurry off into the night continuing to make podcasts? Sorry, morning.
It's, yeah, it's the middle of the morning, but probably the second.
Okay, so we're going to wait until night and then scurry off. Got it.
Right,
after helping
luck.
Us for hours and hours.
I don't know what you're expecting from me.
I don't know. Maybe another set of eyes, or perhaps your remarkable intuition.
Told you everything I know on the matter. I have no interest in getting my hands dirty.
Well, no, okay. But I mean, you know, you're going to want a scoop for your show. You've got your scoop. It's another missing persons case. Maybe if you help us out, you'll, you know, be able to get something a little juicier.
So you're not going to tell me how it shakes down unless I come with you? That what you're insinuating?
That doesn't appear to be what he's insinuating.
Yeah, generally if you want to be an investigative reporter, you've got to do your own investigations.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, but...
Yeah, well, and then you ran off when you found out people who want to help you showed up on the scene.
Do you want to fight a shit ton of feral cats? Because I don't.
They're just cats.
Yeah, well... They're feral.
They're just magic murder cats, apparently.
Yeah, see, that makes them worse, the magic murder part. Anyways, we need to go inform our other friends about these magic murder cats.
Look, I'll let you know how it turns out, okay?
Seem
like we're on the same side anyway.
I think we are.
Good. Wonderful. Awesome. Toodaloo. I wave multiple fingers at him. And then I leave and go back and wonder where the group that was following the cat went off to.
They went off following a cat.
Yeah, well, can I see them? Is the cat moving quickly, slowly?
Cat's moving pretty quickly. They can move when they want to. So,
yeah, they can.
Ava, Clarissa, and Kyle.
I'm going to try to yell that the cats are evil.
Hustle off following the cat.
Well, I'm not very athletic. Or strong.
The cat definitely wants you to be following, so every time you slow down, he slows up.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I can't really move it.
Okay. You go off walking for a few minutes. You're heading towards the shore. You can see that right on the water, you break out into a clearing. The three of you emerge, there is a half circle of cats, and they just stop where the water starts. But in the center, you find a big black creature. It's a cat. It's like the size of a bobcat or like maybe even a panther, but it has the proportions and build of a domesticated cat.
Oh shit.
So it's a big house, it's a giant house cat.
And he sits, like, in the center of this ring, right up against the water.
Sweet cat god.
Facing us or facing the water?
Facing you guys.
Oh shit.
Seems to be expecting you, in fact.
I am the god of all felines.
What are you?
I am the king of cats.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to back away slowly.
Do you Maybe know the cats Turner? Are investigating them too. Oh no, it's Cat Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made that connection like 15 minutes ago. And you are?
Clarissa.
Kyle rubs his eyes. He's allergic to cats.
Aww.
That's unfortunate.
This is awful for him.
Yes.
I'm gonna, like, slap his hand. Don't rub!
What? There's, like, dander everywhere. You didn't tell me we're going after a crazy cat. Well, do you have a Claritin?
I'm gonna dig around my bag. I probably do.
Given that,
I probably have like a whole bunch of various things in there.
That seems like the kind of thing, like knowing that your employee is allergic to cats.
He downs the pill. Nobody told me we were going after crazy cat lady. And the king of all cats. Since when are cats a monarchy?
Ask the king.
Oh, since always. You've always elected the king of cats.
Elected? It's not, you're born into it?
Don't be ridiculous.
Wouldn't that make you the president of cats?
Or the dictator of cats.
It would make me the king of cats.
So what are you doing here, your cat highness?
I'm recruiting. And one of my delegates has taken a special interest in you, Clarissa.
Okay.
How would you like to be a part of my organization?
I don't know.
That is disappointing. Tell you what, think about it. I'll send a representative with you, and he can let me know your decision.
So,
how does that sound?
So, what is your organization?
It's all of cats.
I'm not a cat, though.
Well, yes, but we, of course, occasionally need people to open cans and give scritches.
Good to know.
King cats. King cats rules. He's got the right idea.
What would being a part of your organization entail?
I can take you on a tour, if you like.
I don't know about that.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Clarissa. It's just cute fuzzy cats. Cats, cats, cats.
Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god.
I think I'm okay on not going on a tour.
God, I'll go on a cat tour.
Can I at least put you on our mailing list? You send out cat facts.
No, thank you.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate. Kill them.
Do you know, happen to know anything about a cat, Turner?
Is she actually a cat? Or are you looking for someone whose position is spinning cats?
What?
A cat turner.
No, the name is Cat. And then the last name is Turner.
You can go ahead and make me a wits empathy roll, please.
Oh my god, I wish this was me.
Let's see. Yes, this. And then wits.
Yes.
One success. That's not good.
You're not sure this King of Cats is on the level, but he says, no, I have no knowledge of Cat Turner.
How about your cats?
You find it very difficult to read a giant house cat.
I assume he wants tuna water. thank you for your time, Cat King.
You're quite welcome. Let me know if you change your mind.
Okay.
Just tell a cat. I'll get the message.
Okay. Good to know.
This is a projection on all those girls in high school who keep on wishing they were cats. Because it's just so hard being a girl.
So hard being a girl.
So hard being a girl.
It can be hard being a girl.
Be really
you
hard
guys wouldn't know. You were never a girl.
We were never girls. Briefly considered it at one point.
Then I decided, you know what?
No.
Okay.
Stop with that extra bit of chromosome. I don't want it. I want a penis.
Well, I didn't want to go that far with the joke, but...
I will give a few of his cats a pet before I leave.
Okay.
And maybe give him a scritch if he wants it.
He takes your scritches. And purrs. Big rumbly purrs.
Oh, it's like our cat.
I'm going to take a picture of that.
Me scritching a cat.
Yes.
Giant fucking cat.
Yes.
A cat who is bigger than her.
Yes. The cat's leaning down just to get some scritches behind the ear.
Yeah. So.
Okay then.
We're waiting around the house for them, and well.
Am I gonna end up having a bunch of cats in our apartment?
Oh, yes. You've been put on the mailing list. I know that you said that you didn't want to be put on the mailing list, but you've been put on the mailing list. That's how these things work.
And then, like, Will's phone will keep on beeping with cat facts. Has a phone.
Cat facts.
Just sign me up for this.
How did they even get your number?
What is cat facts from?
I first saw it on Reddit. I don't know if that's where it started.
Oh, actually, wait. Do I have my boss's number? My old boss's number?
Yes.
I need to tell a cat that I want to sign a number for cat facts. Just tell a cat. He'll get the message. I don't actually know that, though.
Well, I'm going to show Clarissa the picture. Do you want a copy?
Sure.
Where should I send it?
If you're setting up for cat facts, you will now receive fun daily
facts. I don't know.
You don't have a phone.
I don't have what?
You don't have a phone.
I don't.
Do any of you guys?
Will does.
His number?
I give them Will's number.
And I'm going to send a photo over.
You're an 80s girl. You actually remember phone numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, you two are standing around the cabin waiting when Will's phone beatily boops.
Ah, this doesn't happen often. I answer. Hello, this is Will.
No, it's a picture.
It's a media message. Oh. Clarissa standing at the edge of the lake, scritching a cat much larger than her, surrounded by a ring of cats.
That's some fucked up shit there, son.
Should we do something about this? They look happy.
Let's go towards the lake.
I guess we go towards the lake.
I'm just going to be petting and scritching cats now.
Okay.
Cats.
I'm assuming I'm on the internet.
No. Honestly, stuff like that will make the front page of Reddit.
Yeah. So the NSA doesn't get a hold of it.
Okay, you guys head towards the water's edge, and eventually you break the tree line, and you see the big collection of cats, and you can head down from there to rejoin the rest of the group.
This is insane.
Where the fuck did all these cats come from?
I'm assuming they came with the Cat King.
There's a cat? Okay, yes, that makes the picture make more sense.
Is that the big one? The big cat? That's the Cat King?
Is that the big... What kind of... yes, hi, I'm the King of Cats.
Hello, King of Cats.
King of Cats, what are you doing here?
Since when has there been a Cat King?
There's always been a Cat King.
Okay.
Really? So what are you doing here, specifically, at Echo Lake?
I'm recruiting.
Are you recruiting people named Cat?
Are you recruiting cats? You want to find more cats?
I already asked about Cat Turner.
What are you recruiting for?
Cat helpers.
And what do cat helpers do, precisely?
Look, you missed it earlier, but open cans, scritches, clean litter boxes.
So just having cats as pets?
Yeah, that seems useful enough.
Get belly rubs, for a half second, and then we claw the shit out of them. Yep. Usual cat stuff.
I see.
Okay, that seems completely reasonable.
This seems very benign. Are you aware of what's going on in this area?
I feel like a cat wouldn't really give a shit.
Well, a cat wouldn't, but the king of all cats might.
No, not really. He's a cat.
You mean the floating balls of light?
Yes, them. Exactly them.
Yeah, that's why I came.
Why? Oh, see?
Oh, what? So they were able to come here, so you were able to come here, too?
Well, you want to pass your cats off to them? Don't. They're bad news.
No,
there's
just floating balls of light, so I chased them.
Oh, okay. Chased them from where?
The other side.
Mm-hmm. You realize those floating balls of light are true fae.
I think that I'm going to reach into my coat and back away.
Okay.
So, king cats, right?
Yes.
All cats, literally every single cat, ever.
Well, just the ones that are alive now, I guess.
Right. And the ones that also have always existed?
I guess.
Where are you going with this? It's just the king of all cats. I don't see why we shouldn't trust it. Look at these cats, obviously.
Well,
this guy's on the up and up.
You really think so?
Do you see all these cats?
I mean, no, I'm going to believe that he's the king of all cats. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just wondering what...
Can you command the cats?
I mean, that's a really good question, actually. Can cats
pretty
even
sure
be commanded?
Sure, just be like herding cats.
Well, I mean, certainly the king of all cats can do that.
Not necessarily. Maybe he just, like...
Or do the cats not recognize your authority?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe he adheres to the cat philosophy that, cats don't need to be herded. That's why they won't be herded. It's kind of a cart
before
the horse.
But if you wanted to...
Yes, I can command the cats.
I see.
You could be the single most powerful force on the internet.
Make them do something.
Excuse me?
Make them do something.
Let's
not piss off the Cat King.
I just want to see it in action.
No, you don't want to see it in action.
I want to see the cat commanding in action.
Oh my god. Okay, he doesn't want to see the cat commanding in action. Alone. Yeah, we're not going to piss off Kitty Royalty.
I'm not trying to piss him off. I'm just saying I've never seen cats listen to anything. We could be those rare people.
I have heard cats listen to a can opener.
That is part of the duties, huh? Opening cans.
Yes. We're good. It's great. Awesome. I take it. If we were to become a member of the I don't know, if he's recruiting for the cats, then it'll probably be kind of a permanent job type thing.
Are we allowed to have pets in our apartment?
You want to take care of cats? Is that what you're asking about?
Well, maybe no, I'm sure that we can do that on our own time. And it seems like these cats are in the care of the king himself.
Oh. Pick one out you like.
I'm going to pick out a cute black one.
Oh my God.
We want the fluffiest one.
We can have two.
I want no part of this.
Okay. I'm just taking a bunch of Instagram pics of the normal size cats and just putting filters on them and putting them on my Instagram
I am going to snuggle this black cat and give it scritches.
It purrs.
Oh, some photos of that.
With you.
Am I the only one
I'll pick up the fluffiest, woofiest kitty.
You're all insane.
Oh, you probably don't want these cats in your car, huh?
Kyle looks back at Ava.
I raise an eyebrow. Stare.
So it's up to you.
No more staring at Will.
Okay.
No, I'm not staring at Kyle. Staring at Will.
I'm just saying that if we're going to take these poor, defenseless, loving creatures home, they're just going to need to be in your car.
Or they could follow you on your bicycle.
Oh, you need
cats
a little basket.
Cats aren't marathon runners. Oh, I can have a little basket, and I can bring my cat around with me. Oh, I'll be the best.
Oh, my God.
This is going to turn into crazy cat.
Look, we're looking for someone, and you said you haven't seen them. Did I ask about Cat Turner?
I asked her up.
You haven't seen her?
I have not seen Cat Turner.
Okay.
How about Kathleen Turner?
Some of your cats were...
Katrina Turner? Yeah, well, it sounded like there were a lot of... What were they doing in her house then?
Oh.
They're cats.
Just bamps in there?
They do what they want.
True that. Cats do what they want.
I don't know. I mean, it seems awfully strange that they would be there and then they would lead us directly to you, is all I'm saying.
They recognize talent in the girl.
They led me here.
Have you just been here this entire time and, like, you were having, like, a cat convention or something? A cat convention?
I came because of the glowing lights.
Cat by Cat West.
Well, wait a second. You came because of the glowing lights. How long have you been here? The glowing lights have been around for a few days now.
Yeah.
You've just been sitting here with your circle of cats for the last couple of days.
I've been walking around.
Well, yes, but okay.
When was the first time you came across this house?
I don't know. Yesterday? Maybe the day before? I slept for a lot of it.
I see. And was there anyone in it at the time? Was it occupied? Or was it in the state it is in now?
No, I did not see anyone in the cabin.
I see.
You can go ahead and make me that wit's empathy roll.
Okay. Okay, I got two successes.
It's difficult to read a cat face. You think he's trying to find the clearest course of conversation to get you guys to shut up and go away. And you don't think honesty enters into it.
You're being really dismissive.
Okay. You have occupied my time and made demands of me. How am I supposed to treat you?
What were you doing beforehand? That's so...
I was taking a bath.
Being the king of... Yeah. Wait, cats hate water. That's not true.
I didn't say I was taking a bath in the lake.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You kind of spit all over yourself.
Let's not piss off the king of cats. I give him a scritch on the head if he bends down.
Mm-hmm. He will take you a scritch. When you scritch him, you can kind of see he's actually got some old wounds in mange in his fur.
Oh no, what happened to your fur here?
Oh. Life out on the streets can be a little rough.
Is there a king of dogs?
I don't know. We wouldn't get along.
Well, that's what I was insinuating, you know, if you had, a rough time on the streets.
No, I didn't get into a fight with the king of dogs.
Oh. Be an epic fight, though, huh?
I'd win.
Right. Epic fight.
He's the king of cats. I mean, what could beat the king of cats?
Cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Maybe the queen of cats.
All lady cats are queens.
I know.
Hey, listen, I'm going with... So, yeah, I tell you what, if there's anything we could do for you that would maybe garner your sympathy and service regarding our search for this person. Wink, wink.
Well, why don't you adopt that cat that she's grown so fond of? And in exchange, I'll send out my subjects to search for your friend.
That would be very helpful, actually.
Actually, yeah, that seems like a really... Wow. Sure, yeah, I mean, it's a cute kitty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very nice kitty. Would you like a kitty?
I picked this kitty out.
Yeah, all right, well, I mean, you know all about the whole requisite responsibility, you know, cleaning it, feeding it, clothing it. Well, not clothing it, but... Oh, okay. Well, I just don't want you to have the cat, and, you know, all of a sudden, oh, it's really great for a few days and all, but, you know... Like, suddenly you decide, oh, it's not as great as I thought it was. And then I have to clean
its
litter box. And
I'm not fine.
Okay. You can have a kitty.
Oh, look to Ava. Can I please take the kitty in your car?
Kyle, do you think you could drive with it being around?
Yes, miss. I will take care of it.
Thank you.
All right.
We can try and keep it in for as little as possible.
Just keep it off everything.
I will keep it on my lap.
Okay.
I take my coat off and toss it to Clarissa. Here, wrap it in this.
I'm not going to wrap the cat in a coat. It'll, squirm and try to get out of it.
You know that some cats really like being wrapped up. We could see. I'm just saying.
I will drape the coat over the cat, see if it likes it.
It squirms a little bit, and then the king says, "Be a good kitty." And it just kind of snuggles in.
Okay.
It listened.
See, you got everything you wanted out of today. So, now as far as your end of the bargain goes.
Yes. I'll send a cat with each of you. Why don't you split up and we can cover the woods all at once?
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Thank you, Cat King.
Yes. Thank you very much, my liege. That's, I'm sorry, I'm getting used to this. I kneel to him. That's what we do to cat kings, right?
No, you scritch behind their ears.
Oh, would you prefer a kneel or a scritch? makes How about a kneeling scritch?
Okay.
I got the extra fingers going on.
It's scritch under his chin. Okay. Alright, Clarissa, you can follow your own cat. Everyone else? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. There. And 4 cats go sprinting off in different directions. Bullshit. Follow the cats.
I follow the
I pick a cat.
Yes, I pick a cat, name him Archibald, and follow him. Or
okay. You guys run off following different cats into the wilderness.
Seems like a terrible idea, but I'll roll with it.
That's a great idea.
That's where we will stop, because apparently Tom and Kevin have plans.
Yeah, we do have to go.
They don't love us.
So, you
okay.
know, that's how
so,
things go.
Right, I need to snipe everyone on this. There's a king of all cats.
Hey, I found that out first.
Nope. I learned there's a king of all cats.
Well, I learned that there was a cat king.
I learned that my allies can't see an obvious trap right in front of them.
Not when it's so fuzzy wuzzy and good.
Oh my god.
Anyone else?
Gross is surprisingly photogenic.
I am photogenic.
Clarissa, do you have anything real?
Well, Kevin stole mine. Huh. He's a no good filthy thief.
I don't care that you also learned it.
That's irrelevant. Okay. Wait. Everyone can take 3 XP.
Yay! That puts me up to 4. Okay. Sweet.
And good night, everybody.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Hold on a second. Sure. Hey, Alice, will you marry me?
Sure.
Sweet! And we're off!
Okay, done.